Now we're going to spend a little time exploring generosity. Rest your hands on your knees or lap, whichever is more comfortable. Your back gently straight, as if there's someone above the crown of your head, gently pulling a string through your spine. Arms and shoulders relaxed. Chin tucked slightly so that neck stretches a little. You can drop your gaze in front of you or simply allow your eyes to gently close. Bringing your awareness to the physical sensations of the breath. This may be the movement of the belly or the chest, or the physical sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. When we describe a person or an action as being generous, what do we mean by that? Is generosity simply about giving away something we don't need? Does being truly generous involve something more than that? Are there different ways in which we can be generous? Are there different degrees of generosity? Some people seem to be more generous than others. Is there anything we can do to close the gap? What is the relationship between generosity and happiness? The 16 guidelines define generosity as the ability to give without seeking anything in return, whether it's our possessions, skills, or time. In practice, this means that when we give, we should aim to abandon any thought of personal gain, such as receiving an equally nice gift back on our birthday or being admired in some way. Instead, this kind of radical generosity demands that we focus all our energy on fulfilling somebody else's needs, no matter the cost or inconvenience to ourselves. For most of us, this is definitely a stretch beyond our normal comfort zone. Yet, giving without seeking anything in return is not only a positive experience for the recipient, but can also open the heart of the giver and bring a special sense of joy, happiness, and satisfaction. What does generosity mean to you? Is there a friend, a family member, a public figure, or even an organization that you admire for being generous? In what ways are they generous with their money or material possessions, with skills or their time? Or are they generous in all these different ways? Bring this friend, a family member, public figure, or organization to mind. Is there one thing they've done to help someone else that has particularly impressed you? What makes this stand out in your mind? Would you like to cultivate a similar ability to be generous? It's great to be inspired by the generosity of others, providing this doesn't take away your own confidence to give. Sometimes we may find ourselves holding back from giving, because we feel too small, too poor, too weak, too incapable. We forget that being generous doesn't depend on wealth, education, or intelligence. A small act of generosity made with an open heart is often the most touching and effective for the person who receives it. The following exercise is an invitation to strengthen our confidence and capacity to give, so that when the opportunity presents itself, we're ready. It also encourages us to widen our sphere of generosity. It's often easier to be generous to the people we feel close to. So it's interesting to see what happens when we try to be generous on a bigger scale. Start by imagining yourself surrounded by all the people in the universe, all different races, cultures, traditions. Your friends and the people you feel close to are alongside and behind you. The people that you find challenging stand directly in front of you. Beyond them is a vast and colourful crowd of people of all ages, stretching out in every direction, all the way to the far horizon. First, bring to mind something that it would be relatively easy for you to let go of. Perhaps it's some small change, a cup of tea, or something to eat. Are the clothes hanging in the back of a cupboard that you no longer need? Or books that you've read and which are now just sitting on a shelf? Visualize offering these small gifts to the vast crowd of people that stretches out all around you. Multiply the number of these gifts until the air is full of them, hundreds and thousands of them as far as the eye can see. The vast crowd is very happy to receive your gifts. Enjoy the warm taste of happiness from all the people who are receiving them. Imagine their pleasure at receiving them as powerfully as you can. Now, bring to mind some possessions that are more precious and valuable to you. Do you own some jewelry that you don't often wear, or a spare computer or phone? Is there an empty room in your house, or savings that you don't have an immediate use for? Whether you actually possess them or not, imagine offering these more substantial gifts to the vast crowd of people that stretches out around you. Multiply the number of these gifts until the air is full of them, hundreds and thousands of them as far as the eye can see. The vast crowd is very happy to receive your gifts. Enjoy that warm taste of happiness from all the people who are receiving them. Imagine their pleasure at receiving them as powerfully as you can. Offering material possessions to others is only one form of generosity. If you're fit and healthy, could you offer to do someone shopping, or give them a hand in the house or garden? Could you offer support or cook a meal, babysit for an evening for someone that needs it? Could you make time for a conversation with someone who's lonely or depressed? What else could you offer? Visualize giving these gifts of service to the vast crowd of people that stretches out all around you. Imagine your body multiplying hundreds and thousands of times until you are offering service in every direction, as far as the eye can see. The vast crowd is so happy to receive your gifts of service. Enjoy the warm taste of happiness from all the people who are receiving them. Imagine their pleasure at receiving them as powerfully as you can. Finally, imagine that you are a superhero with magical powers to solve any problem in the world. Is there one thing that you'd really like to fix? Would you like to solve drought and water shortages? To pacify storms and earthquakes? Or eliminate global warming? Would you like the capacity to calm anger and hatred and to end all war and bloodshed? Supposing the touch of your hands could cure pain and heartache. As a superhero, you're allowed to choose one problem that you will eliminate from the world today. What will it be? Visualizing offering your services to the vast crowd of people that stretches out around you. Imagine your superhero body multiplying hundreds and thousands of times so that you can fly in every direction as far as the eye can see. Enjoy the warm taste of happiness from all the people who are benefiting from this problem being solved. Imagine the pleasure as powerfully as you can as you dedicate yourself to addressing their needs. Few of us are destined to be superheroes, but everyone has the power to give and share in small ways. Repeating this exercise, or whichever parts of it you found useful, will help strengthen the determination and ability to be generous without seeking anything in return. In training our mind, we can gradually reach the point where we give away our possessions, skills, and time with increasing joy, happiness, and satisfaction. May the practice of generosity enrich our lives and the lives of the beings around us.